Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Nzuri Moyo Mbaye, and it means beautiful heart that sings.
And I am Jehuti Sehotep, which means one who makes peace of mind by reconciling the opposites.
Welcome to Souling with Nzuri and Jehuti.
Souling.
With you. Wow. What a, since we last met, something happened with Souling. Whew.
Tell us about it.
We did the video for Souling the song. We did the music video. Let me shout out to Nicole for thank you for the makeup. Nicole White. Thank you. She did a great job on the makeup. And, Steve, our cameraman, was wonderful. And, of course, my husband was just outstanding.
Aww.
Just brilliant. Just put it together so brilliantly. Never did it before, but who knew? Who knew? Nobody knew. Incredible.
Well, I knew.
Oh, you know what? William, we have to, our editor, William. Oh, my God. William Byers. Oh, my God. He is working as we speak. We want to shout out to William.
William Byers, Explorer Studios out of California. Awesome man, awesome company. When you need your editing work done, if you need photography done, he's been in the business industry for 50 years. And
wow.
he's done filming for every level of photography and videography, whether it be private function, are major corporations, as well as major motion picture studios. In fact, it was William Byers who produced the PBS documentary called The Making of the Monument. And he did a documentary on the making of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monument in D.C. That's his work, his documentary work, that is aired every year around Dr. King's birthday and holiday. William Byers. Mm-hmm. So definitely a shout out to William Byers. Well, before we go too far along, how about we provide proper introductions for any of our newcomers out there to share with who you are and who I am, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
When Nzuri sings, God smiles and angels flap their wings. Born in Paterson, New Jersey, Nzuri Moyo Mbaye is an internationally acclaimed vocalist, actress, and multi-award-winning playwright of the Fannie Lou Hamer story, One Woman Play, receiving the highest accolades of her peers in black theater, the Adelko Viv Award. Her talents combine the presence of a movie star with the booming vocal range and versatility of an opera singer that has been enthusiastically received on cabaret and concert stages both nationally and internationally. She lived and sang briefly in Paris and Rome, and upon returning from Europe, she trained as an actress at HB Studio, New York City, performing in small productions in New York and New Jersey area, and then was cast as Lucy for the cultural film Sankofa. She has also wrote and performed a song and short play for the historic installment of The Bust
of Sojourner Truth in Constitution Hall, Washington, D.C. New York City Symphony Music Director David Eaton selected Ms. Mbaye to sing her classic healing song, Still I Rise, to the ambassadors of the world for the United Nations 10th year commemoration of 9/11 for the victims of 9/11. Missouri was the first artist to sweep the Atlanta Black Theater Festival, held at the Ray Charles Performing Arts Center, Morehouse College, winning an unprecedented 3 awards, Best Pay, Best Artist, and Best Producer. Mzuri Moyo Mbaye is Kiswahili, and it means beautiful heart that sings.
God and bless it.
Indeed. Wow. Well, now that we've made that introduction, how about we share with our audience what you have up and coming?
What I have up and coming? So much stuff is going on. Refresh my memory what you're referring to besides the video.
Well,
you're talking about the performance at Ole Miss. There's so many things.
Yes, indeed, of course. The Ole Miss performance that's upcoming in celebration of Fannie Lou Hamer's birthday, October 6th. So Ole Miss is doing it up and doing it right with a commemorative celebration of Fannie Lou Hamer's 104th birthday. And they are bringing the multi-award-winning production of the Fannie Lou Hamer story, as written
and
performed by,
we're excited,
by hers truly, Mzuri Moyo Mbaye, and they will be receiving a workshop, which is the Artists and Activism Workshop, along with the production. And they will also be inviting their student mass choir to be a part of the production. First, to be a part of the workshop in which they'll learn and adapt Fannie Lou Hamer's signature song so that they can procession down the aisles with battery-lit candles, processioning down the aisles, program off before the curtains open. So we're very excited about what Ole Miss is doing there. And
yeah,
historically, we know that Ole Miss was the school that denied the attendance of a former Air Force veteran, James Meredith. And he finally got access to attend there. But they've come a long way in the way of education. And someone else that you know that you met at Ole Miss, that now they have named one of their centers after her. And she's an attorney now, the first female attorney, I understand, to graduate from Ole Miss.
Yes. Her name is in my head and not coming out. Do you have her name in front of you?
I don't, but we can find that out for our guests and move on. In fact, while I'm doing that, we'll just move on to my introductions. So would you like to do so?
Yes, indeed I would.
All right, and we'll come back with her name.
Jehudi Sehotep is the Business Development Director for Healing Through the Sound of Music and co-executive producer of the Fannie Lou Hamer Story. He is the creator of our current radio program, Solon with Mzuri and Jehudi. He has over 25 years of diverse business experience and is among three generations of U.S. veterans. His father, an Army veteran, was killed in action in Vietnam. Jehudi and his son are U.S. Air Force veterans. Jehudi holds an MBA, BA in psychology with a minor in mental health social work and ancient African Kemetan mystical philosophy. Please welcome my husband, my spiritual and personal mental fitness coach and dream facilitator, Jehudi Sehotep. Hotep.
And we are back.
Wow. Well, you are progressing in your spiritual teachings. And how is that? What's happening with that?
Well, oh, by the way, young lady's name is Constance Slaughter Harvey. Constance Slaughter Harvey, for those of you out there.
We vibed at the same exact time. Your thought went right into my head at the same time. Yeah, that is too amazing.
Indeed. And so she's a graduate of law at Ole Miss in 1970 and the first African-American female graduate. But I'm inclined to think she was the first African-American law graduate entirely, right? Male or black,
first
male or female?
First African-American female graduate to the law school.
Oh, in 1970 at Ole Miss.
How do you like that?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
She's still
working.
Yes,
indeed. Still working.
Every time I call her, she's busy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we have a very interesting program this evening. And for those that that recognize the term star, we're going to provide a deeper understanding of that term and why has it been with us for so long to give us more insight as to how we are related to that term. But before we go into that, as we put in the title of tonight's program, a star, Jehuti Sehotep says, star consciousness points to our immortal identity. What is that all about, huh? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. But before we do, let's go into understanding what souling is all about. Souling is compassion towards oneself and others. It is a compound word consisting of the words soul and in, used as a verb to denote positive action. Now, according to Merriam-Webster and Cambridge dictionaries, soul is understood to be a noun or an adjective. Soul as a noun is defined as the spiritual or immaterial part of a human being or an animal, regarded as immortal. Also a person's moral or emotional nature or sense of identity. Secondly, soul is the emotional or intellectual energy or intensity, especially as revealed in a work of art or an artistic performance. Third, soul is a strong positive feeling as of intense sensitivity and emotional fervor, conveyed especially by African or Black American performers. Fourth, soul is a cultural consciousness and pride among people of African heritage, such as soul music, soul food, soul brother. And fifth, soul is a person that shows affection or pity, thus compassion, which means a sympathetic consciousness for others' distress with a desire to alleviate it. In, I-N, is to denote being enclosed or surrounded by, or in our case, to denote direction, as to say inner versus outer or inside versus outside. Thus, souling is compassion towards oneself and others. Indeed.
Yes.
Souling. So
well,
when we say we're souling, we are first learning to love and forgive ourselves, and in doing so, direct that level of forgiveness and compassion toward ourselves, toward others.
Well,
indeed.
We're learning how to do that every day. That's something
absolutely.
It comes about through the process of learning to love yourself. And so all of us are on that path, right? Can you hear me?
Yes, I apologize. I was muted out there. I said, yes, indeed. I believe Whitney Houston song actually said it better. And the greatest love of all is learning to love yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to read what your bio. I guess we'd say this is your bio, correct?
Yes, it's certainly, we'll just say an introduction of tonight's program in the way of an abbreviation, but certainly, yes, it can be referred to that.
Okay.
It's in part a bio.
So Astar Jehudi Sehotep, also known as Astar for short. Wait a minute, hold up. Is there anything, you have any music we can put behind this to make it sound a little sexy? Well, not sexy, but make it sound more exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So let's see. What kind of sound we want to use here?
Yeah, tell me what kind of sound you want. This is me reading about you.
How about?
That sounds appropriate.
How's the volume on that?
Little down a little bit more. All right, Maurice. A star.
How's that?
Fabulous. A star. Jehudi Sehotep, also known as A Star for short, is among three generations of U.S. veterans with an MBA in business management, BA in psychology, and a dual associate mental social work in ancient African Kemetan Egyptian mystical philosophy. He is the business development director of our 501c3 nonprofit, Healing Through the Sound of Music. Yay. He's the executive producer of the Fannie Lou Hamer Story, One Woman Play, creator of our current radio broadcast, Solon, with Mzuri and Jehudi. She just began his directing debut on the Solon music video. Self-created acrogrammographer and private mental fitness health coach and dream facilitator to select stars. Wow. Today, A Star will explain how star consciousness points to our immortal identity and how is star consciousness important to life. How did he conceive of star consciousness as a philosophy of life? How does one shine their ray, R-A-E-Y-O, of star consciousness? The star will speak on how many mistakenly identify how a star will speak on how mistaken identity has become the central crisis challenging humanity, causing a human identity pandemic. A star is an acronym for a soul of. Is an acronym for a star is an acronym for S. O-U-L, that a soul that alters reality. But what does this actually mean? A star, a soul that alters reality means to respect and revere all things as projection of the divine mind, supreme divinity, the only abiding reality. In so doing, by being present, one influence changes their mind. Some ancient Kemetans, Egyptians, taught the human soul emanated from the star Sirius, the brightest star in the sky. Tune in. Oh, There we go. So here we go. You're going to enlighten us tonight, I'm sure, my brother.
Well, let's just get right into it. And before we get started, I'd like to announce to everyone, first of all, again, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening, as this would represent a precursor to my first appearance on Instagram, where I'll be introducing Star Consciousness. And so you will be able to find me on Instagram with my username, Star Consciousness. So be sure to tune in to me live on Instagram, and that's going to kick off Wednesday at 7 p.m., September 22nd. The year is 38,788, according to the Great Year System of Time Reckoning, or 2021, if you prefer, the readjusted Western Gregorian calendar. So with that, I'd like to let's begin our conversation about what is this all about? What is this souling thing all about, huh?
Yeah, please tell us what is, because you created this. This is your baby. This is your creation. And I guess I've been growing to, you know, you're so heavy duty. I've been growing to intellectually learn what this means, to come on board with you. And so as we grow, in the show, as we have grown, I've come to understand souling, and it's, and you know, and to feel it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, to begin with the understanding of star consciousness, let's start with understanding first who I am more in depthly. And that will open the door to us to understand or introduce us in understanding deeper meanings, but also how it spans across our cultures and societies down through antiquity. So first, I'd like to say that, as you expressed, so I am a star, Jehuti Sehotep, and a star is the first acronym versus acronym that I'll be using tonight. And so to understand the difference between an acronym and an acronym, let's begin with that, so that everything else will make sense. Right. So a well-known acronym is NASA. Right. And it's when an abbreviation is pronounced as a word, like NASA. But each letter represents another word entirely. Right. Like National Aeronautic Space Agency. That's
right.
But we've come to understand it as NASA.
Right.
But it's really not a word. It's an acronym. Now, an acronym is using an existing dictionary word like star and reversing the process by assigning words to each letter in star. In this case, the S in star represents soul. And it turns out that soul is another acronym embedded within that acronym. So star represents soul that alters reality. What do I mean by that? Star meaning soul that alters reality. Well, first, star now identifies one as a soul, right?
Right.
Okay. And if we want to go deeper into that acronym, then let's peel away another layer here and understand, what do I mean by soul? What I mean by that is S-O-U-L, spirit of unlimited light, soul. So in this case, the star represents a the spirit, the soul, or the spirit of unlimited light that alters, and understand that the word alters two meanings. There's an A-L-T-A-R-S and an A-T-E-R-S reality. Now, why do I do this? Now, this is my expression of literary artistry, okay, to combine words together such as this. So this is my poetic expression, right? And I use this unique literary artistry as a way to, for instance, combining acrogram and ographer to describe what I do. For instance, you go to the dictionary, you look up the word ographer, and you find out that ographer is defined as using an art or descriptive science as a form or process of writing. That is the dictionary or the definition of the suffix ographer. Okay?
Okay.
So now I just described acrogram. So when you put those two words together, that means that that I am what a stenographer does for stenography, or what an astronomer does for astronomy. I am, with the acrograms that I create, I am a mystic acrogramographer. Do you find that to be clear? Any questions on that?
No. Yeah, well, no, because you're talking about stars. We're going to start going into the mystics, right?
Well, you're certainly going to be discussing the astrophysics or the astrophysical reality of our existence here. And so when you delve into that, we now are touching on where this star consciousness is came about. So let's delve into that a little bit. I mentioned that I wanted to describe my name, so I'm going to quickly just cover that because it's going to provide some historical basis as to where we're going with this. So Jehuti Sehotep, Jehuti means cosmic mind or divine intellect, Se means expressed as, Hotep means supreme peace. So my full name, a star, Jehuti Sehotep, is a soul that alters reality through the cosmic mind or divine intellect expressed as supreme peace. How do I do that? By reconciling opposites. Now, the origin of my name is ancient African Kemeti, now known as ancient Egypt, which is the country we know is located in northeastern corner of Africa today, known by its renaming, Egypt. It was renamed that by the European occupation of Alexander, the Macedonian, who self-proclaimed himself as the great, such as his predecessors, like such as Ramses the Great. So, and he came in to expel the tyrannical Persians, who were also occupiers in Kemet at that time, and that was in the year 332 BCE. But let's talk about who Jehuti is. Jehuti, in ancient Kemetian, and I'll interchange these terms now just for familiarity. Egyptian and Kemetian are one and the same, okay? Egyptian simply is the European renaming. Kemetian is the indigenous name that the people called the land, the indigenous people, right? So Jehuti, who was Jehuti in ancient Kemet? Well, Jehuti actually represented the cosmic force or principle of the divine mind or the divine intellect resident in every human soul. So Jehuti in the Kemetic mysteries also represented or was the heart and the tongue of the creator known as Ra.
So you're speaking now that it's an energy.
It is
Jehuti is an energy.
It is an energy or an aspect of the human soul, and it is an insight. It is as stated. I mean, it can be even more clear than that, but it represents you tapping into the cosmic mind or the divine intellect of the Supreme Self. That is Jehuti consciousness. So anytime you utter the name Jehuti, you are actually conjuring up that cosmic principle of the divine self or the divine mind. You follow?
I follow.
Okay. So Jehuti, therefore, is the inner sage. There's another acronym. Sage, in this case, is spirit-affirming glorious energy, our soul-affirming glorious energy. So Jehuti represents the spirit or soul-affirming glorious energy within the heart and mind of each person. And this is a storyline that has been passed down through the ages. You remember the movie Lion King? I've told you
Absolutely.
About this before. I used to do a workshop in Fort Worth in the bookstore there, the Lion King workshop. But there was a character in the Lion King called the Wise Rafiki. He was the baboon in the Disney film The Lion King.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he provided little Simba wise counsel to help little Simba realize his true identity rather than his adopted mistaken identity. And this is going to provide us the basis as to where we're going now. Because as you read in my introduction, what I am saying is that the central crisis challenge of humanity today is really that of an identity crisis, what I call identity deflection. And what is identity deflection? None other than identifying with everything other than your true self. So you are deflecting from identifying with your true identity, which is your immortal identity, which is consciousness itself. We all have come to the understanding, whether we are able to, you know, flow with it or not, but the reality is that your mortal form that is labeled Imzuri and Jehuti, that form, this form, passes away. The consciousness is the only real or the only reality, the consciousness that you are, I am. And that consciousness is projected into this form that has taken on a gender, a daughter, a wife, an actress, a singer, and all of these multitude of identities. But the challenge of humanity is that individuals are more inclined to adopt the identity as being a gender or being what they do rather than who they are or who I am.
Don't you think it's easier to identify with what you see versus what you can't see?
It is easier, and that is the beauty of what star consciousness is about, because it is so challenging for the conditioning of the human mind to try to think about something that's unseen and say, okay, well, you know, so my origin is spirit. Okay, I've been told this, but how do I know this, right? It's so difficult. So what star consciousness does, it points you in the direction of your immortal identity, whereby you have to, just by nature of the word itself, it causes you to look up. It causes you to raise your head and find where the stars are. And then if you want to do more, examine the origin of the stars. And that gives rise to a deeper understanding as to the origin of the stars. How did they come about? In realizing that we are on a planet that is literally hovering in outer space with stars and planets all about us. Right?
Right.
And so it brings on that perspective of taking on an identity of examining our origin. So Jehuti, that cosmic mind or divine intellect within each of us, brings enlightened reasoning and intuitional understanding to impart soul language. What is soul language? It's wisdom, wisdom language. And what that does is transform our limiting mortal identity perception, our thinking, into unlimited immortal perception, our perceptual identity thinking. Now, how does it do that? Well, when you begin to think about a star from simply the discipline of astrophysics, which is a mortal perspective, right? It is based on nature. It's called physical astrophysics. The astrophysical perspective or nature of the star, we're talking about physicality as to how the star came about. When one does that, then it, by the nature of that examination, causes a person to, or points them in the direction of asking the question, where did they come from? Which is the metaphysical, beyond physical now, premise of what star consciousness is.
Okay, explain that.
Okay, so let me take you down the pathway of that type of examination. From a cosmological perspective, we're talking about cosmos, so I say cosmological, right? The sun is the star of our solar system, right? Yes? And the source
Absolutely.
Of life, and the source of life on our planet, the sun is. But
right.
It's a star. Okay. The swirling vortex, it's a the swirling vortex of energy called the black hole is also in some circles called a black star. And it's believed to be the origin of this universe and all universes together, because according to the astrophysicists, they say that there are black holes throughout, replicated throughout the cosmos.
So what does that mean for us?
What does that mean? Well, in short, we are originally star people. Uh-oh. That is what light to form is all about. There's been movies made about that, in fact. Star People, Star Man, and how many countless songs have been made about star as to what it means.
Like I'm wishing on a star.
There's so many references made about star, okay, and rightfully so, because star serves as a symbol of divinity. It serves as a symbol of excellence. It serves as a symbol of mastery. Now, in divinity, you know, it's a religious symbol that denotes a divine presence, or purpose, or a revelation, are the coming of enlightened consciousness. Stars have been represented. Star of David, North Star, you know, the star depicting the coming of Christ, right? And in the area of excellence, star in education, you know, we use it from the time of birth, when we were talking about this the other day, in fact, when I was saying how even when children are born in their crib, we have a tendency, some of us, to have the little play, what is it called, that circulates of stars and moons, the planets, to put them back into the feeling of actually being out of the body as spirit. Intuitively, we do that. And it continues in education. From early childhood education, we use stars as reward and to influence positive behavior and levels of achievement. We use stars. And then the last area, mastery, of course, of knowledge, skill, and ability. Well, I mean, you know, that's countless uses of stars. You can be a star in any industry because it denotes your mastery in whatever field that you're in, not just in entertainment world, but in any area. One would be described as a star. And so, right.
Or a superstar, so, even.
Or a superstar. And so there is significance to that. And one of the significance, I would say, is that accepting our source energy beliefs, meaning coming
to... Explain source energy. A lot of people don't know what source energy is.
Well, the source meaning the origin, the origin of our beingness, and that begins with the heartbeat itself. We were talking about this the other day, how much the universe, or God, or how whatever description one provides, loves us. And I told you, what did I say to you, babe? I said I'm a billionaire.
That's right. And
I said, well, what are you basing that on, being a billionaire? A billionaire of what? And
Now, this is interesting. This is interesting. Your answer was very interesting.
I said, okay. So I asked the divine self, God, which is another acronym. We'll go into that. How can I adopt an immense love for life, loving life, and appreciating and respecting life itself? Just a love for life. And the answer Spirit gave me is that you have to get to the heart of what matters most of all. And I ask you the question, what is the hardest working organ in the body? And without which nothing else functions. And it is the heart, which is another acronym. So I went to the internet and I said, okay, I need to find out, well, how many times does the heart beat per minute? It says like between 60 to 100 beats per minute. So based on an average of 80 beats per minute, per hour, the human heart beats 4,800 times per hour. Now, that's some serious love right there, folks.
Wow.
With
you
every
sure that's
beat,
right?
With every beat, well, multiply 80 times times how many minutes are there, in an hour? 60 minutes,
wow.
Right?
Yeah.
It's 4,800.
Wow.
So with every beat, what Spirit said to me is that every beat is saying, love you. Love you. Every beat is boop, boop, love you. Because that is life that is being given with every beat of the heart. Life is being given with every beat. 4,800 times an hour, Spirit, the universe, God is saying, love you. That's how much I love you. And so I went and I said, okay, well, how much is that? How many times per day? That's 115,200 times a day. The universe, the Spirit of life, God, is saying, I love you. 115,000 times, most of that which I am unconscious that that is happening, that that is being expressed to me, that life is being given, because I'm so busy with my mind doing so many other things. But that heartbeat is referred to as an involuntary function.
Can you imagine people smoking when your heart is doing that kind of a thing, that kind of job, and you smoke? My God, that is just, wow. You can't be, this is bringing to consciousness how much our bodies love us.
That is the source energy, the origin, the involuntary function of the love of God to humanity. The immortal life beat. The immortal love beat of humanity is the heartbeat. That's 115,200 times per day. It is approximately 42 million times per year. That's how many times your heart beats per year. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and calculate it, because I say, well, I'm 58 years old, so how much love has God given me for my life, for my lifetime? How much love has God actually given me? 2,438,784,000 times for a 58-year-old person.
Wow.
That's how much love. How about that?
That's a lot of love. That's immeasurable love. You can't even measure that. That's beyond mind's ability to measure.
We're not conscious of that love. And here's how you become. This is how you can adopt a life of gratitude, a life of appreciation, a life of to respect life. When you understand the life that you've been given, the love that you have been given. Pretty amazing, huh?
It is more than amazing.
So
more than amazing.
So now let's circle back to how this ties into star consciousness. Because the formation of stars, the formation of stars actually has a chemical component in the formation of stars. In the formation of stars, I was looking for that, and it's not before me right here, so I'm going to have to go to another topic while I pull this up real quick. Pardon me. This is a key point to how stars are created. Anyway, oh, well, there it is. Spirit just gave it right back to me again. Iron. Iron is an essential element to the creation of stars. Now, this is how we connect star consciousness to life. Okay? Iron. Okay? The heart beats to move the molecule hemoglobin, right? Which contains the molecule HemAB. The heart of HemAB is the single atom iron. This is the atom that holds the magnetism that attracts and binds the oxygen atom to move oxygen throughout your entire circulatory system, sustaining our life.
Wow.
That originates with the formation of a star. This is scientifically known by the astrophysicists that they all agree across the board that supernovas and massive stars are created by gravitational compression, creating a fusion between hydrogen and helium, which explodes, causing this supernova or stars. And that is how iron is created, which is the essential element that gives life to humanity. Now, so understanding star consciousness is actually understanding your biological origin of life. Now we looked at the molecular level, but let's look at something very obvious here about stars. What would happen if the sun no longer shined?
Well, there would be no life.
There'd be no more life on the planet. So the star is the obvious gift of life that most of humanity take for granted. Why? Because that's one thing that we can count on. The sun rises and the sun sets, so-called. But we know what? You know what? The sun really never sets. It's the earth that's moving. The sun sits still. So even the perspective of what we have of the sun is incorrect when we say the setting sun, because the sun never sets. The sun is always still. It is the earth that moves, that gives the illusion of a setting sun.
Correct. That's right.
So, we only have a few minutes remaining in our broadcast, and I would just like to share that when one says, where are you from? Well, the reality is that the ancient Cometans actually taught that every human soul derived from the star Sirius. How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Every human soul came from the stars.
Came out of the star Sirius. Now, get this.
To this day,
what is known as the pyramid complex of modern Egypt has yet to be duplicated, and yet, what the ancient Egyptians created on this physical earth pales in comparison to what they did. They actually replicated or mirrored the heavenly kingdom of the stars to create the physical kingdom known as ancient Kemet, or the pyramid complex we know as today. You got that?
Yeah, man, that is something.
So when one goes over to see Egypt today and they see the pyramids and they're in awe,
That pales
in comparison to what the kingdom of the stars that they built, that they based the physical kingdom on.
So you're saying they had even more knowledge than just the pyramids were nothing.
There was nothing.
That they had. They knew how the whole universe worked.
That's right. They traversed the stars, man. That was their domain. The earth was simply their playground. So I incarnated to planet Earth from star Sirius as a mental exercise of the all, the supreme divinity, to remind and remember star consciousness in human form, assigned to give or to get, which gives rise to me reaffirming kingdom consciousness. Another acronym. Folks, there's a lot here, and there's a book coming out that I'll be presenting soon called The Acrograms of Star Consciousness. But coming up this Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can find my username, Star Consciousness, on Instagram, Instagram at 7 p.m., and we'll delve in a little deeper here in preparation of the release of my upcoming book to introduce a new race paradigm, another acrogram, race. And in this case, I'll go ahead and give this one away. Race is a new righteousness affirming compassionate energy. So my purpose is to awaken star consciousness, which is an expansion of spiritual, intellectual, emotional, physical, and financial well-being, which represents the 5 points of the 5 points of the star, to create a multidimensional transformation of consciousness to facilitate peace of mind through this new race paradigm.
Affirming compassionate truth.
Righteousness affirming compassionate energy.
Energy.
Because that's all we are, is energy. That's all everything is. And when we understand the dynamics of who I, pointing in the direction of who I am, where I came from, and where I'm going, now it changes your perspective on from thinking like a mortal to thinking like an immortal. Your entire perspective changes. It alters your whole way of thinking, your whole framework. And what you thought to be impossible becomes possible now. Because
I like that. I like that.
Because now everything is relative to where you put your attention and your focus to. That's your source of magnetism and attraction. And with that, we'll have to end our program right there. We've got less than 30 seconds remaining. Any last quick thoughts or expressions before we sign off? Boy, that went fast.
Yeah, well, I feel empowered. And knowing that I'm from the Star Sirius, and we want you to join us next week. We have a surprise guest.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us with Souling with Emzurian Jehuti, and we'll catch you again. See you again. Talk to you again. Share with you again. Souling with you again next week. Bye for now.
Bye for now.